And a very good morning to you, Randy. Great to have you on the phone line, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. So is the good news out tonight for football? Are we going to be doing something tonight with the Pirates?
Well, sports is getting to be kind of a tricky situation, getting games played here in the Northwest North Dakota. But fortunately, we're going to be able to put the Ned Rose Cardinals and the Tioga Pirates on the airwaves over KTGO Sports tonight. We'll be kicking off our pregame show at 6:30, and we'll actually be kicking off around the 7 o'clock mark with our broadcast tonight from Minot, North Dakota. So we're looking forward to a good competitive game tonight. I know last week the Pirates lost to the Kenmare Honkers, and it was a kind of a lopsided score, but when you look at how the game was played, and we broadcast that game last Friday night, it was a better game than the score indicated. And so I think the coaching staff at Tioga felt very good about the way their kids performed. They were shorthanded. They were down about 15, 16 kids, only had 18 or 17 kids dressed for the game. But those kids that did dress put up a valiant effort, and they had a very good night. Just they ended up on the wrong side of the scoreboard with a few snaps that were from the center to the quarterback that kind of pushed them back a little bit. They could have been right back in that game. And some of those plays, young kids, and, you know, that's what happens when you play the game on the field. It always doesn't go the way it should go on the paper. So, you know, it's a learning process. I know that the Pirates are going to try to put up a valiant effort tonight, and if they play the way they did last week against Kenmare, I think they're going to give Ned Rose everything they want tonight.
They might have to learn how to play in snow tonight. Do have some snow coming down after a certain amount of time here when the darkness sets in. So that'll be a first maybe for some of these players.
I might have to take the old fish house heater with me tonight to make sure we're not shivering so much.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Bundle up good.
Yeah. You know, on the other side, girls volleyball, you know, there's getting to be fewer and fewer games being played, it seems, than those that are being played. And fortunately for Tioga, they've been able to play this past week. On Tuesday, they beat the Powers Lake Ranchers by a score of 3-0 that we had on the airwaves over KTGO Sports by a score of 3-0. And then last night, they beat the Comets from Alexander by a score of 3-0. So they're on a two-game winning streak. And, you know, they're supposed to be playing Ray next Tuesday in Tioga, and we're supposed to be able to broadcast that game. But the way it sounds, I think the Ray volleyball team right now is going to be down for a little while, and along with Divide County being out until about the 21st. And so it's my understanding that their programs will be shut down for a bit without any makeup games in the immediate future. And so there's a lot of decisions that are going to need to be made by athletic directors and volleyball coaches and things of that nature. And we'll see where all the seating goes. And hopefully we're going to be able to have a District 16 tournament over in Ray starting on the 29th of October. And hopefully KTGO have a spot at the gymnasium. And, you know, with the county going a different level, you know, there's some talk about limiting the number of people at events. I think it's even more important than ever that KTGO is inside the gymnasium being able to broadcast the game to their fans.
Boy, for sure, Randy, there's no doubt about that. I know Fargo's going through that, Minot's going through that, and, you know, hopefully it's not going to have too much of a detrimental deal with the nine-man playoffs and, you know, also your district tournament coming up here. I mean, like I said, it's kind of in the air right now, and just kind of keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But so good to have you behind the mic and you know, offering all the play-by-play here.
I had a source last night from Fargo telling me that he's hearing that there will be a no-attendance policy at games in Fargo. And, Steve, I don't know if you're hearing anything like that, Fargo, coming out of Fargo, but have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, not just a rumor, Randy. Fargo Public Schools made that call yesterday that there will be no fans. And up until this point, it's been two fans. You could have, you know, mom and dad or a brother and a sister or something like that. But two family members has been the rule. And so for us, our daughter Natalie played on the Davies volleyball team last year. They had a great year, ended up winning the state Class A title. And so we feel like we're part of that family of all the girls who are now playing this year. And we haven't been able to go to a single game because of the restrictions. And now even the parents can't go to the game. So I guess the way these things are going these days, I'm just thankful that the kids still get to play. But yeah, no fans in any games in Fargo now. And I'm pretty sure that's going to extend to the private schools in the Fargo area as well, but the public schools for sure.
Yeah, it's sad for the parents, the grandmas and grandpas that are able to go and watch their kids play. And when my kids were playing in Tioga, my parents and my wife's parents made an effort to go just about to every game that they could attend. And boy, when we take that option away from them, you know, hopefully the option of listening to the broadcast on KTGO is still going to be available. So let's hope we can get inside the gymnasium and be able to talk.
Absolutely big to be able to do the games and bring them home, because for a lot of families, they have absolutely no idea what's happening. You know, there's not ESPN2 televising, you know, Ray and Tioga volleyball, so they can watch it on TV. So yeah, thanks, Randy, for all that you're doing to continue to bring those games home to the folks here. Appreciate all you do, my friend.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about playoffs in football and things of that nature with the Ray Powers Like Outlaws shut down until the playoffs begin on the 24th of October. You know, they're obviously going to have a good enough record to make into the playoffs, but they've had to shut down for the last week and a half. And, you know, hopefully the kids are out there doing some things on their own to kind of keep in somewhat good shape, and they're a good football team, and we hope that this COVID stuff doesn't rob their season and their postseason play either. So, we're going to be broadcasting the Outlaws as far as in deep as they go, and we hope that works out for them. I know that Stanley has been on a couple of weeks of COVID break. Tonight I haven't heard, but they're supposed to be playing the Miners out of Beulah tonight down in Beulah. And I haven't heard that game has been canceled or postponed yet either. So we're hoping that they're able to play the game on the field. And, that's just 2020, as far as I'm concerned, can put that in the back corner. And let's move on.
And, Randy, are you hearing up in Powers Lake and Ray there, are a lot of kids getting sick, or are they just testing positive or come in contact with somebody who did?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot about that, other than the fact that, you know, they're trying to keep their kids safe, and if they were in close contact or what they are, but whether they're sick or whether they're in close contact, it still affects them the same way. They can't play,
yeah.
And so I'm not hearing one way or the other, other than the fact that the Kenmare Honkers and the Ray Jays volleyball team, the top two teams in District 16, weren't able to play last night over in Ray, and not sure how they're gonna do all that stuff. Like I said before, it's gonna be a big decision coming down the road for all the athletic directors and the coaches as they try to seed teams in the tournament, and how will they do it, and will they tie things out if they can't play the game. I've heard in football that if you can't make a playoff game and you're the team that's not able to play, then you might end up having to forfeit.
Yep, that's right.
And what a lousy way to end your season if you have to forfeit because of a COVID situation, you know. So we'll see.
And like you said, it would be one thing if the kids were sick. What's harder for, I think, people to come to grips with is all the kids are healthy, nobody feels bad, but you're told, nope, you were in close contact with somebody who may or may not be sick, but just tested positive. It could be a false positive. I don't know what you're hearing, Randy, but there's a lot of healthcare facilities and senior homes in the Fargo area where I'm hearing that there's a lot of false positives, and maybe they don't have the resources to retest on the spot or the next day to get another test. And so you could have someone that it's an errant test, they test positive, and now everybody they were in contact with has to sit at home too for 14 days. I understand this virus is significant. We need to try to be careful about things, but the extent that we are going right now to try to keep people away from a potential exposure to this virus when it's so hard to understand what this virus really does is like nothing that I've seen in my lifetime. And I hope that we don't see it again.
Yeah, I'd just soon get this year behind us and move on, get this vaccine out, and help get this country vaccinated, and let's get back to some sense of normal.
But I'm with you.
That might be a few months down the road yet.
Yeah, good point there, Randy. It's a pleasure to have you on again this morning. Looking forward to some great play-by-play action tonight if everything goes well, and we'll be keeping our fingers crossed for the rest of the season. And thanks again for joining us this morning, Randy. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, 6:30 pregame show tonight from Minot, North Dakota. Ned Rose versus Tioga. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight.
Fantastic.